The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I know 1460 AM because I went down there and switched it on this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know what? I think maybe she paid the electric bill or something. I'm not sure what it's, you know, it's, but it's...
It's been moody for like four days. Well, it got moody during the storms, and we're still not really sure.
It's over its moodiness.
Is an outlet inside, or is could it possibly
be? Well, we've got people checking on all this. We're
thinking
it could be surges, but we're not sure. Anyway, hey, it's 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning to Sue.
Good morning.
You know, I like Sue's and Sue, when you do the news, there's always these little kind of asides like, why would they do that to Chick-fil-A? The food's great.
It is.
Well, you know, the reason they're doing it is strictly political because they don't like what Chick-fil-A stands for. I mean, that's the bottom line,
mm-hmm.
You know, that, oh my gosh, they're a company that's owned by Christians and who took their plea to the Supreme Court and won. So that's what it is, you know, about birth control.
Yep.
Yeah, they provide 12 different kinds of birth control, but they don't provide three, so they were sued for that. Because they, you know, and it had to do with abortion. So Supreme Court agreed with them, and, you know, they have a right to. It's a privately owned company. That's the way they feel, that they have the right to do that. So, but since then, people seem to think that it's, you know, it's, the force de mesure is to take on Chick-fil-A. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody.
You know what? You look really cool. Are you going someplace today?
Besides
working out?
Well, yes, I've got all kinds of business meetings today. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, thank you very much. Okay, it's going to be hot today with a high of 99 and a low of 62. Thursday calls for a high of 86 and a low of 53. Sunny Friday with a high of 79 and overnight lows of 53. And Saturday calls for sunny skies with a high of 86 and a low of 60 and 94 on Sunday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793. Hey, Carl, tomorrow we're going to be playing in a... it's a beautiful thing once we're finished with it. But, you know, I haven't golfed in a year, and I am just a hacker. But tomorrow we're playing in a Special Olympics.
Honey, I think...
It's just embarrassing.
I think perhaps
no.
The term hacker is too strong.
No,
a term.
I got to carry around that sand thing.
It shows maybe too much ability when you just say hacker. So.
All right. So I don't know what to tell you, but they keep asking me to come back. I think it's because they like laughing on the side over there. Like,
well,
oh, my. Let's see what Lynn is going to do to make herself like a fool. We'll have that visual for the rest of the year about how somebody shouldn't be. But they keep asking me back. So anyway, Queen.
This is for the Special Olympics.
Yes. Queen World Leader honors veterans on D-Day anniversary, Carl. Queen Elizabeth II and world leaders, including U.S. President Donald Trump, gathered Wednesday on the south coast of England to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings at a great human cost, turned the tide of World War II, and helped liberate Europe from Nazi occupation.
Well, it's tomorrow we are celebrating D-Day, June 6th, right here in town at the Eaton House. And everybody can join it, and you're going to get free ice cream sundaes. It's going to be a small ceremony, less than an hour, talking about D-Day.
It's exactly, and it's going to be at the Barron's Eaton home, which is right there, you know, of course, right down on the same street as the jail.
Across the street.
Across the street. That's tomorrow. It's from 7 to 8. There'll be some patriotic music. You know, we've been in a little bit of a turmoil. Let's just go ahead and share with our listeners about patriotism, about what serving your country means, what the national anthem means.
No turmoil on our side about what it means.
No, just about how people look at things differently and how, you know, one size doesn't fit all. It's true. And even in a group of people that we know, it has been like people can look at things differently, like those who served and those who didn't serve, and what, you know, maybe some of these people would think that, okay, kneeling is absolutely okay in the national anthem. I mean, we've really went through a lot of conversation about that with all aspects of family and friends. And, you know, we have a lot of social circles, and we, you know, find ourselves engaged in conversation in many things that we do. And I don't know if it's just because in our work, our line of work, we're very involved. Like, by the way, congratulations, Brian Daly.
Absolutely. Won last night, 53% to 47%. Special election. Now it's going to be called to bring in somebody to replace Brian. So we have to take a look at that person, somebody that can also reach out to people, mm-hmm. which is what Brian has done. No, a big win for Brian Daly in the North State, and I'll tell you why. It's because Brian is up here. When Brian drives to Sacramento, he drives through Redding. Every time he drives to Sacramento, every time he drives back from Sacramento, he drives through Redding, and because he lives in Bieber. And so we have a senator from Bieber, California, as opposed from being down. The last one we had from this area was Senator Maurice Johannesson, and he just did a wonderful job. So, I know that, you know, it was just a rough election. I mean, both sides were, mm-hmm. took off the gloves mm-hmm. and were whacking at each other. I haven't seen one for the assembly that got that, contentious before. You know, not up here. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it. Most guys and girls up here are, they play at a certain level. Now, when you get into the Congress, you know, running for the congressional seat, gloves are always off, and things are done there that are, questionable, and for some kind, some reasons, and for some cases, no reason for it. A mailer put out, with Photoshop on it. There's no reason to do that when you're winning. But it makes you wonder why, is it, anything goes in politics? I mean, even in war, you have rules. But in politics, you're supposed to have rules. But
well, it's like the media. It's very interesting. I watched a documentary yesterday and about for instance, it was about about Princess Margaret and how at a certain period of time, both of the papers that were owned in England were owned by Lord this and Lord that. And there was probably a covenant in that they didn't really discuss gossip with the royal family. And then once the gossip rags started, or if you want to talk about, you know, we see that with People Magazine, Us Magazine, National Enquirer, those kinds of things. I don't know.
New York Times, Washington Post.
That all gloves were off, and it was that's when you started with the.
They passed laws that said you can't defame people. It's easy to sue. It's a lot easier to sue people in England for slander, and also they've got rules about what you can publish in their newspapers. Now here's jolly old England, and everybody talks about censorship. Well, they can't censor things over there. They have their National Secrets Act. They can do that. They can put reporters in jail if they report certain things. It's against law.
Well, they were talking about how when you had, your super lens that were hiding in the bushes and get the pictures of just like Diana in that one time when she was working out and they had her in one of those, Phi machines and that hit like the front page of something. That's disgusting. But anyway, it was just interesting how we watched through time. And so this is what we're experiencing in life right now. I think that's why, it just feels like nothing's sacred. Where do you hold your honor? I mean, that's what I think that's what you and I are experiencing right now is this feeling of where's your honor?
Well, I also realized that there's trigger spots for me. And I'm when you start talking about people that have died for this country. It becomes a trigger for me, and I just realized that. Anyway, hey, we've got to take a break here. The this portion of the show, you know, it's going to be 98 today, right? Maybe even 100. It's going to be hot. The
99.
99.
And so, tomorrow is supposed to be 86. Thank God we'll be on the greens tomorrow.
Yeah, well, 99. Tomorrow. But you know what? If you haven't called Martin over at Alliance Heating and Air.
Get on the list,
on the list now because, you know, as you know, they're probably getting really busy because it's getting hot. But you need to get in there. And even if your air conditioner is working, get it PM'd. Get some preventive maintenance on it where you can make sure that it's working at its optimum level. It's not using too much electricity.
Is that what PM'd means?
Preventive maintenance.
I've never heard of that, but I like. What are you doing? What are you doing, Linda? I'm doing a little PM.
There you go. Linda, okay, where are you going today? I'm getting my hair done.
No, PM.
I'm getting PM'd.
That's it.
There you go. A little PM there.
Yeah.
And they've been voted best in the North States, a better known business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. In between going for preventive maintenance. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:16 in the morning, and it is already 74 degrees.
On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at RedingRancheria.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Oh, yeah. Whenever you watch this movie, you know what I'm talking about.
Saturday Night Fever,
that's
baby.
That's right. Tell me, that soundtrack does not bring you back to, you know, John Travolta walking down the street. The whole thing is just...
carrying the paint can.
Yeah.
It's walk.
You swagger. Welcome back to KCNR, the 96.5 FM of 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. You are listening to Carl and Linda Mott live this morning. This is our Free Fire Radio morning show.
If for some reason you can't get us on 1460 because we're working on this all the time, we're going to probably end up replacing a part of it. But if you can't hear it on 1460, a lady called me. She says, I miss you. And I went, if you go to 96.5 FM, you can hear us really well. In fact, a lot better. And she says, I can? I went, yes, ma'am. And she was thanking me. So I don't know. We're going to cut a commercial today and play it once an hour for, you know, saying that if you can't get us on 1460, please switch to 96.5. Because 1460 is on 90% of the time. So or even more, you know, it'll go for weeks and months with no problems. And then it'll hiccup like 4 days in a row. But just remember, if you're on 1460 right now, go on over to 96.5, put that in your car, put that on your radio at home. Okay.
Let's go to the phones. We have a caller this morning. How's that? Nick, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, and I got it going on, too. Hey, I wanted to thank you for having me on last Thursday with Trish, pushing the 3 cents or the 1 cent sales tax for a jail. And disappointingly, we really didn't have enough time to cover it all. But Dale Ball and I were on Sovereign Minds Sunday. And we covered a lot, and I would urge your listeners to go to that and look at it, listen to it on the archives, because it was a really, really good show. I understand AM was down. And disappointingly, I had my 50-year high school reunion at Wind River, not disappointingly because it was at Wind River, but a lot of them were going to listen to it on 1460 AM, and they didn't get to. But, you know, while I was at Wind River, I went down there about a half hour early, about 6:30, and wandered through the casino. And then I did the same thing afterwards, and I left. And I'm thinking about starting a new initiative here in California to rescind the gambling casinos. I couldn't believe the group of people that get together there that... you know, all their vices are served up in one platform for them, and then they go out into the general public, and it just amazed me.
What gives you the right to tell people what they can do?
Well, I don't have a...
No, really, Nick.
Record.
What really gives you...
Hey, you sure get your dander up when I pick on your buddy, don't
no,
you?
No, no. You know what? He is my friend, but that's not good. If you had said... It's the same thing I feel about, like, smoking or if gambling or something.
Hey,
I don't. I don't do.
There.
I don't do either, but I. But what happens is that you have in your beliefs that this is the right thing to do. But every time that we infringe on people, I mean, if they want to do that, it's not illegal. Why? I just want to know why not.
Using drugs is illegal, Carl.
What?
Using drugs is illegal. There was two fights on the way out. That's illegal. Stolen cars down there, cars getting stolen down there, that's all illegal, except on a sovereign nation. But, you know, maybe you and I could go down there from 9 to 11 some night and just stand around and observe, and you might see my point.
Well, the point is, though, is that it is legal, and if people want to do that, I mean, are you as angry about the shooting at the library as you are about what's happening down there?
Well, that's a whole different issue, and, you know, that's the result of our city council as brilliant as they are just kicking them out of South City Park. You know, if they hadn't kicked him out of South City Park, that probably would have happened over in front of the tennis courts. Would you rather have it there or in front of the library?
I'd rather not have it anywhere. I'd rather have... No, Nick, it's my turn. You had a... No, you got me because I interrupted you, but now you're interrupting me.
No, you interrupted me first.
Okay, Nick. Listen to Nick on Sovereign Minds, and the thing about 1460, tell your friends 96.5. FM.
Hey, and when you want to have me on again to speak more about the sales tax, you know, if we had a big enough jail, chances are that wouldn't have happened. Those people would have probably been locked up.
We are 100% in agreement there. And, in fact, I support your idea. And the Board of Supervisors had just floated the idea yesterday. I don't know if you were there, about this, a new sales tax. I don't know if it's strictly about the jail, though.
They mentioned, from what I heard, they mentioned safety tax, and that's not going to cut it.
And, by the way, I'm not ashamed of my friendship with Gary Hayward.
I didn't accuse you of being ashamed of it. I just don't think that that mess should be moved over to I-5. It's kind of corralled down on a cul-de-sac, well, and I just assume that's where we keep it.
Well, you know, we disagree on that, too. Okay,
that's
Nick,
right.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Okay. The going back, I'm not going to get into that one. That's another story. The library shooting, you know, to say, and that's kind of the comment I get from one of the city council members is, well, you know, we have shootings in Reading all the time. Well, do we? And if we do, that's, you know what, that's terrible. And there's a variety of reasons for it. But this is the library. This is the library where they arrested the guy that did the shooting. It was gang-related. It started inside the library.
Ooh.
It started inside the library with an assault in there. Either nobody noticed it or nobody called the police that there was an assault going on in the library. So it went outside. The guy leaves, comes back, and he shoots him. Does that mean he had the gun with him in the library? Here's my concern, my friends. This is a beautiful, state-of-the-art library. How many people are staying away because of what's going on around it? And now a family hears that there's a shooting on the out, you know, right outside. I don't, you know, when they talk about, you know, what works? Well, the fence worked. The fence worked in South City Park. Oh, we're going to fence everything? I don't know. But until we get the root cause of these things fixed, you're going to have to put Band-Aids on things. You're going to have to do emergency treatment. So the emergency treatment in this case at the library may be a fence around the library and maybe having a armed security guard out there. But the one thing that has to happen is that our kids and the people that go to the library need to be safe. I mean, is this acceptable? What would you do? How do you feel? I mean, there's lots and lots of comments about, you know, this happening at our library. You know, it's one thing to have these happen on the street. It's one thing to have them in a camp or in a house. But on the library grounds, seems like it's, you know, we've crossed the line there. We've crossed the line about what is acceptable. The only thing I know is when Rick Bassetti got assaulted last year by one of the people out from South City Park, the place that Chief Roger Moore has described as a prison yard, they fenced it. And you're right. A lot of them have moved over there in the library. But now we have a shooting at the library, among all the other things that happen. So perhaps, just perhaps, we need to think about maybe fencing that off from people so that you can walk into the library without worrying about this. It's not restricting people from going inside the library. It's just restricting them from those grounds.
How about metal detectors?
Metal detectors may be a good idea. However, then you've got somebody there. You know, but we shouldn't have to put metal detectors in the library.
I know there's a lot of things we shouldn't have to do, but it's kind of what we're leaning.
We put them in schools and the kids have to go by. They know that they can't bring in anything that's got metal, you know, like that. But, you know, something needs to be done. And to say, well, if people pass a tax, then we can do something is ridiculous because that's going to take a while. That's going to take forever when indeed you could, you know, Rick Bassetti got a fence up in less than, he cleaned out the park and he got a fence up now in less than a year.
Okay.
Something needs to be done.
Let's just close this segment of the show with the fact that we're feeling there are pockets of a lot of angry people. But coming up in the next segment is something that's not angry. It's where we really need to get lost, and that's the theater. We're going to be with the Cascade Theater talking about their new production, Mamma Mia, and we're going to be giving tickets away as well. And some of their upcoming shows with the general manager, we're going to be talking about all things Cascade. But this portion of the show has been brought to you by
our friends over at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. If you're thinking about buying a long gun or a pistol, there's no better place in town. No better place in town than go over and see John and Sarah Bastiani. It's been there for 9 years. He's built up a great business. He is well known for the customer service he and his people there provide to all of their customers. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms, classes in CCW, classes in hunter safety, and all the accessories you can imagine. And if you're looking at the 1 July date for buying ammo, you may want to go down to Bastiani Arms and start stocking up on the type of ammo you want, because come 1 July, it's going to be a lot more difficult. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:30 in the morning, 73 degrees out there, going up to 99. This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North Date Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Here I go again. My, how can I resist you? Mamma mia, just a show again. Just
welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:34 in the morning. It is 73 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented. Learn how you can move your dreams forward by going to Cornerstone Community Bank at bankcornerstone.com or just stop in 1845 California Street and just find out just how really good it is in there.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to our show, 96.5 FM, KCNR. This is Carla and Linda Bott, Your Talk Radio, Free Fire Radio Moment here. And when we came into the lead music, of course, it was the group called ABBA. And you want to talk about music of a time that made you happy, but there was also very poignant lyrics. And I love watching documentaries of what happened with this wonderful group. And we also know that they, one of the male parts, and I can't think of his name right now, Sven or something like that, went on to do musicals such as Chess, and I was in Chess. And they just had intricate music and wonderful music. And so, of course, Mamma Mia is coming to the Cascade. Opening night is the 14th of June. And with us this morning is the general manager. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, let's hear all about, first of all, before...
It's like, I'm doing well. Yes. It's like, it's just the fact that we're having a major show
production.
Start here. And let me see what, 8 days? No, 9 days. And there's still things probably like, wonder where that is.
Yeah, and technical, tech started yesterday.
Yes, we're actually in really good shape. Normally, you don't start until the week before. So we're actually a few days ahead of schedule, which is a little scary.
Well, I think, getting to know and doing a show where I interviewed Regina. And, Regina, I hope you're sleeping well. And Richard, her guest choreographer that's in for this. I think that she's bringing some really good juju to the Cascade.
Yes, absolutely.
And didn't you bring her in? Wasn't that your brainchild?
Regina and I have been friends for many, many years. We worked together at Music Circus a long time ago.
We found out that we both did Chess at the same time. I was in a role and she was in the
ensemble
some
dancer.
Years younger than I am, so they did the ensemble dancers. But so interesting how parallel lives can be. But let's talk about Cascade. We're promoting the show. You're wearing your Mamma Mia shirt. Love that. The tickets are on sale. Started yesterday, right?
Well, tickets have been on sale for a while for Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia is the last show of our season for this fiscal year. And we just announced our new season, which goes on sale to the public June 20th. Right now, it's only for members.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit. I'm going to go to the website because, first of all, I complimented Bethany yesterday and said there's a new way of looking at where each concert coming up has a picture and a really nice – and it all comes down on one page, like a description of what they are. And it really, for me, I really like this new approach on the cast. So go to cascadetheater.org, right?
Yes.
All right. So do you want to talk a little bit more about Mamma Mia, or do you want to talk about some upcoming shows?
Well, I just want to encourage people to get their tickets to Mamma Mia. We're already a third sold out on a lot of the shows. There's only 6 performances, and if people are waiting till the second weekend, I'm just afraid they're going to miss out.
That's really important. But let me tell you right now, I've got 4 tickets I'm giving away. Great date night, and also kids can enjoy this. I think that's... Not really.
There's nothing inappropriate.
Right.
There's no bad language or anything like that. It's just, how can you not feel happy listening to ABBA music?
Yeah,
you know?
and John
Truitt is a wonderful director.
I really like that man a lot. And I was there during the auditions, and I felt what a great director he would be. So I worked alongside with him with other projects. But anyway, so we're going to give tickets away. Now, this is for opening weekend. What you have to do is, phones are ringing already. You've got to come get these tickets and then go into the box office and then redeem your ticket. So these are, I don't even know how to explain it.
It's a voucher, basically. It's a voucher. So you have the freedom to choose the show. You're not locked right. into one specific performance.
Right. So calls are coming in right now, and gosh, yeah. So what you've got here is Friday, 7:30, Saturday is a matinee.
Mm-hmm.
And then
evening.
Saturday night, and then Thursday the next week. But these tickets are for the opening weekend.
Yes.
So, all right. So talk to us more about what's going on. What has this meant for you with your new artistic director, and what's happening with this production, and what's happening inside of the Cascade Theater? You've been now in town for, what, a year and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it's certainly been a lot of change. You know, we've had some turnover. Our previous artistic director moved to San Diego. So getting somebody new was a little challenging, which is why I immediately thought of Regina, because we'd worked so well together in the past. She just brings a really great energy, a level of talent that, you know, not that Reading doesn't have talent, but sometimes you got to look outside
right.
the community, and to bring in somebody that's been on Broadway and has that experience and has ties to people like Richard for choreography and stuff, to just sort of bring us up to the next level. You know, we started great things, but you got to keep it going. You know, you got to keep it fresh, keep it new, keep it exciting. And teach people some things. And I think that the people working on our shows this year are getting a lot of great experience, you know, working with some of these people from out of the area. It takes a lot of pressure off me when they can manage the live, you know, production aspect of things. I have plenty to do keeping the rest of it running.
I know, of course. I mean, I don't think people realize that the business of keeping a theater running, we were talking about that because I was doing Dancing with the Stars, judging Dancing with the Stars Saturday night, and just the green room, the air conditioning, the lights, the piping, the plumbing.
Oh, yeah, it's
sound.
An old building, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, just Todd doing the sound and the lights and what it is to keep it running. Every day costs a certain amount of money just to open the doors.
It does.
Insurance. We know because we're business owners. Like, you know, everybody wants to, oh, gee, can't you do it? It's supposed to be a community. Yeah, but it costs money to have lighting and sound and the towers and the whatever you're doing.
Everything costs.
Right. So, okay, so coming up, Mamma Mia, of course. And then we also have Clay Walker coming up. July.
Mm-hmm.
We have Joe Nichols coming up. These are some of the concerts. The new Christy Minstrels, Stephen Marley, Dina Blizzard. Looks like a comedian.
She is. She's hysterical.
Scott McCreary and the Sci-Fi Film Festival. These are all things just in the next few months. So need to go in and get your tickets. And let's talk about membership.
Well, right now, tickets are on sale for the $500 and up members, or today, tickets go on sale for the $50 members and up. So if there's something that you want really good seats to, you can get them now by becoming a member, even at the $50 level, and, you know, get tickets before they go on sale to the general public,
mm-hmm.
which general public sales are on June 20th.
Okay. Now, I think that's really exciting about your. Now, what does it cost to become a member?
You can become a member for as little as $50.
Okay.
And that does give you, like I said, priority, like advance purchase on tickets. You know, different levels get different perks, but the ability to exchange tickets, you know, if something comes up and, you know, you can't make it to the show you have tickets for, typically, you know, tickets are not exchangeable or refundable. But for members, we do work with them and try to exchange them into another night and
right.
things like that.
Right.
And people don't realize membership is so important. You know, we're nonprofit.
Right.
We rely on donations very heavily to just keep things going, you know.
And when we talk about during this time of the year, you know, just something like a break in a water, an air conditioner, break in a water line. Couple thousand dollars that has to be fixed in there, and all this is from donations. This is not a taxpayer funded.
No, not at all.
That. We're here with Michelle Irvine from the general manager of the Cascade Theater. We're talking about Mamma Mia, of course, starting on the 14th, but so many other great shows are happening this summer. And it's air-conditioned. You can go in there and have a great time. You have nice seats. There isn't a bad seat in the house. Really. I mean, you can see from any spot in the house. But we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. That's Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Been in the business now 52 years. That's right. Since, when this gives you an idea from 1967, the most popular movies, Bonnie and Clyde. That's 50 years ago.
You know,
and I mean, that's 52 years ago. We just saw where the 50th anniversary of Easy Rider is this year.
Right.
So that doesn't kind of like age you a little bit.
What does
that
make you feel like?
My parents told me about it because I wasn't born then. But here's what SST Oil is. They're a company that's employee-owned, that's been here for 52 years, that supports our community in so many different ways. Anywhere from helping veterans to helping members of the car fire, they're always there on the fire lines with their people, making sure that the fuel's there, so our firefighters can continue to fight these fires. And the season's starting. SST Oil is ramping up on that, plus the fact of being able to help so many people move so much for so many people here. That's SST Oil. You can give them a call at 241-1167. Talk to them about kerosene deliveries, water heaters. But also, if you're looking for a job, they are always looking for career-oriented people at SST Oil. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:46 in the morning, Cascade Theater.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to KCNR 1460 and 90. That's all right. Go ahead. Let's play a little bit of that. Get in there. It just hesitated. That's all right. Just brilliant.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. 7:50 in the morning, and it's about 75 degrees, going up to 99 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. The Stroke Center offers comprehensive treatment for stroke caring and for prevention of stroke, but treatment of stroke also. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
We're here with Michelle Irvine, who is the general manager of the Cascade Theater. And you know what? The capacity, I'm going to do a little history here on the Cascade Theater, because we're talking about Mamma Mia and some of the shows coming up. And if you've not been into the Cascade Theater in a long time and the rich history of the Cascade Theater, it says here the capacity is 1348. I thought it was 900.
Yeah, it's no longer 13.
Okay, so this is like, this is off of Wikipedia. So it is 9?
It's close to 1,000.
Okay, okay.
Give or take the numbers of seat kills for, you know,
right,
sight lines or, you know, depending on how many wheelchairs you have.
Exactly. So that took away some spaces there. The Cascade Theater is a prominent example of the Art Deco style in Redding, California. The cinema was designed by J. Lloyd Cornrich of San Francisco in 1934 for the Nafee family, who operated the Golden State Theaters, chain of movies theaters, in Northern California, which later became United Artists Theaters. The new cinema was built in 1935 by Salib Brothers, who opened on August 9th with 1,348 seats. It was the first air-conditioned public building in Redding. In 1979,
I bet that was very popular.
The large house was subdivided into four smaller theaters, and in 1997 it closed. Cascade Theater reopened in 2004 after it was purchased by Southern Oregon University and the JPR Foundation. The house was restored to its original configuration, and it is used as community auditorium and arts center. We were there when we could go up on the scaffolding and crawl up there as they were unearthing, if you will, or where we were able, they were taking off the layers so you could see the beautiful paintings or murals up on the ceiling. And while they were bringing in this group from New York that did the Grand Central Station and other historic buildings, we're putting the gold leafing on, and it was just absolutely fascinating. So we were there from the very beginning of this, you know, change in the Cascade Theater. And since then, you've just made this beautiful. It's really wonderful to see how many people come in, Michelle, and, you know, from the box office to the people serving popcorn and wine or whatever. Those are all people that donate their time.
Well, some are paid.
I didn't know that, but all right. So probably
concession staff is now paid.
Okay.
It's a great first job for young people.
Right.
So.
Minimal. But, you know, it's always great service and great smiles. And what about the people who seat you?
Oh, yes. Those are all our volunteers. Wonderful group of volunteers. So dedicated. Some of them have been there for so long.
Right.
They know more history than I do, you know.
The the recently you put a call out for new volunteers. How did that go?
I'm good. It's a tough time of year. A lot of people have a lot of things going on, and we will be doing another one in the fall. But, yeah, it's just, you know, people tend to transition out periodically. You know, they have things going on in their lives. We have people, you know, they have new grandkids, so now they're the babysitter, right, you know, for their kids kind of thing. And, you know, a lot of stuff's been going on. We have several that are rebuilding homes after the fires. So, yeah, there's still a lot going on,
right,
and still affects a lot of people. So we've just been in transition a lot.
So we encourage you to go see Mamma Mia. Again, I'm going to be giving tickets away again tomorrow and all next week for the June 14th weekend of opening night for Mamma Mia. Congratulations, Michelle. You won those four. So hopefully you have a great time. Michelle, do you have any closing thoughts here of what you would like to talk about with the Cascade Theater?
Just encourage people to, you know, participate. You know, I think people kind of get in the habit of just kind of hunkering down and just, you know, pushing through. But, you know, we get out there and enjoy everything that Reading has to offer.
And we do have some wonderful concerts coming up. And do you have any surprises that you're going to drop on us that maybe you have booked that we're not aware of?
Not yet.
All focus is on Mamma Mia.
You know, and you're right. And the people, how many people are involved in Mamma Mia, would you say?
Well, I mean, total, there's probably, you know, 30, 40 people involved. I mean, there's the cast, but then there's everybody else.
You know, people don't realize
how many behind the scenes.
Yeah. It's probably at least half to maybe even three quarters of the people behind the scenes to make these work. I mean, you got people painting sets besides you, and you've got
one or two
people. You know, but you have your lighting, you have your sound, you have all of this, and pre-publicity, the putting together all the. What do you call those things you hand out? The programs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those things you hand out, programs there. So it's the fact is that putting on a show like this is much more than just the kids and the adults showing up with the director there. Just trying to, you know, it's going to be playing off a soundtrack, I believe, you know, the music is. And so, you know, all of that has to be balanced, plus the fact of the you have people here that are volunteering in many cases.
Actors are volunteers.
All volunteers.
And they just donate things, many, many hours.
You know, countless
time.
Hours. You know, I saw something the other day. Somebody wrote an article about how that local theater is not reviewed honestly. Did you see that? What did you think of that?
I think in some ways that's probably true. I think sometimes people try to be kind, because it is local people. They don't want to say anything bad that would discourage people from showing up. You know, we all need those ticket sales. You know, we do. That's how we survive. But by not being honest, though, I think you're doing the theater company a disservice and the community.
Well, maybe there should be. Yeah. Okay. So, but in some cases, I mean, we also have to say you want to see the best performance possible. And I tell you, frankly, everyone that I've been to at the Cascade has just been enjoyable. You know, maybe there were mistakes, but I'm just not theater savvy enough to figure it out.
Well, if people can keep it in perspective, you know, don't judge us maybe up against Broadway, but you can certainly judge based on other regional communities and community
and
theater
the should be.
At that level, you know.
Hey, here's a question. Is Cascade going to have another poster auction? I was out of town except for the first one.
That was before you.
Oh, they have
posters. Yeah.
They auction them off, and people are in there paying gross amounts of money for these things. From your historic,
signed.
From
we still have some, but we didn't have any particular plan to do that. If people are interested.
It was a big night. There's people coming in, and you know, hors d'oeuvres, the whole thing, and people paid to get in, I think, and then they auctioned off the posters.
Yeah, I did hear that they did some kind of a gala fundraiser thing. Fundraisers, they're tough. You know, it's like they cost so much to do. You end up not making much. You need people to donate everything.
Right now,
donations are tough.
Because of what's happened through the fires.
Everybody's been tapped out.
Okay. Michelle Irvine, Cascade Theater, Mamma Mia starts on the 14th of June. You will not be sorry. Hey, when we come back from the break, we're going to have Reading Police Chief Roger Moore with us.
Always sunny in a rich man's world.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines.
Embrace these, Father, and receive them.
President Trump reading a portion of a Franklin Roosevelt speech. A prayer, rather, in Portsmouth, England. The first of 2 days of ceremonies marking the 75th anniversary of D-Day. One of those taking part in those ceremonies is 97-year-old veteran Tom Rice, who will recreate his parachute jump as a way of trying to finally put the war behind him.
All the GIs suffer from fame and blame and shame. And it bothers us all the time for what we did. We did a lot of destruction, damage, and we chased the Germans out. And coming back here is a matter of closure. You can close the issue now.
Those vets also saved the world. The ceremonies move to Normandy tomorrow. The president and some Republicans in Congress are at odds over tariffs against Mexico.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he hopes the tariffs can be avoided, and some Republicans have talked about trying to block them. But President Trump had this warning yesterday.
I think if they do, it's foolish. There's nothing more important than borders.
McConnell says Republicans are not fans of tariffs.
Correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Hundreds more Central American migrants have crossed into Mexico from Guatemala, and a group of about 1,000 has started walking en masse to the north. They say their goal is to reach the U.S. border. The fate of Missouri's only abortion clinic could be determined today.
Testimony will be heard today in a court hearing on Planned Parenthood's request for a preliminary injunction that would keep open its abortion clinic in St. Louis, the only one in the entire state of Missouri. That state's health department declined to renew the clinic's license to perform abortion procedures, which expired last week, citing concerns about patient safety. But Circuit Judge Michael Stelzer issued a temporary restraining order keeping the clinic open.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Warren Buffett says our markets work in 10-year cycles. It's a shame we only have 7-year memories. The bad news is the last recession happened 10 years ago. What happens when the next recession comes? The Federal Reserve has manipulated rates so low they'll now have to print tens of trillions of dollars. As they print more money, the dollar will devalue and gold will soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold, the highest rated firm in the country, and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. My book explains why gold is going to $5,000 over the next few years. And if you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of my national bestseller for free. Text the words bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. Don't be a victim in the next recession. That's the word bestseller to 49776.
Britain's governing Conservative Party has set a timetable for choosing a new leader, aiming to replace Theresa May as Prime Minister by the last week of July.
Nominations for the next leader will close on the 10th of June. So far, 11 candidates are in the running. Lawmakers will hold a ballot on the 13th of June, and candidates who do not get at least 5% of the votes will subsequently drop out. Further rounds will be held on the 18th, 19th and 20th of June, with the least popular candidate dropping out each time. The final two candidates will be put to a postal ballot of about 160,000 Conservative members, with the winner announced the week of July the 22nd. Karen Chamas, London.
That former Florida sheriff's deputy who failed to respond when a mass shooter opened fire inside Stoneman Douglas High School last year has been arrested on felony and misdemeanor charges. 17 students died in that massacre. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. Virginia's Republican House Speaker is calling the Democratic governor's call for a special session on gun control hasty and suspect in the wake of Friday's mass shooting in Virginia Beach.
Speaker Kirk Cox says it's more likely to inflame political tensions than produce real changes that keep people safe.
Democrat Governor Ralph Northam is proposing a series of gun control measures. In response, Cox says the GOP will seek tougher punishments for people who commit acts of violence. Cox's statement says Republicans will put forward a package of legislation to stiffen penalties for those who use firearms to commit crimes. He says addressing gun violence starts with holding criminals responsible for their actions, not infringing on the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Trump administration has ended the most popular forms of U.S. travel to Cuba, banning cruise ships and a heavily used category of educational travel, part of a broader effort to roll back Obama-era efforts to restore normal relations. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning, news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. And here's the weather. Okay, today our highs will be 99 and our lows of 62. Hot day tomorrow, Thursday. Sunny with a high of 86 and overnight lows. Clear skies with a low of about 53. Friday calls for sunny. Temperatures around 79 and overnight Friday night lows of 53. Saturday, here's the temperature for the day, 86 with our lows of 60. And Sunday, we go back up to 94. Monday will be another hot day with 99. And then, according to the National Weather Service, on Tuesday of next week, we get into triple digits with 103. And you'll hear us say throughout these hot weather days, do not leave animals or anything living, and that's including children. Oh, my God, I've heard stories lately, in your cars. But the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Jen, you've got something you want to talk about.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, you're going to be talking about the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at the Riverfront Playhouse. And you're starring in this.
No, I directed it.
Oh, you're directing it. Okay. So yes. So let's tell us quickly about your performance, your show.
So it is a cast of three guys, and they do every piece of Shakespeare that he wrote. So all 40, our 36 plays, all 154 sonnets, we go over everything in about 97 minutes. And it's a lot of fun. It's very fun and funny and fast-paced. And like I said, it's three actors, and all three of them are extremely talented. And they have just kept me rolling in the aisle since day one of rehearsal. And it's a real fun show. I've been a fan of it for about 20 years. And so when we finally got a chance to put it on stage, I was very excited to be a part of that. So this is my first time directing, and I've had a blast.
So, Jen, how do people get tickets?
They can go to our website at riverfrontplayhouse.net, and we're having a special this Friday, the 7th. If you go online and get tickets and use the code WILLS2019, you can get your tickets for half off.
Okay.
And also, if we have a caller right now, I do have tickets. That will be, actually, you can redeem these, come here, and then I guess they bring you to the door. I'm going to give four tickets away, and this is for any night up to June 15th, correct?
Correct, yep.
All right.
Our shows are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until June 15th.
Okay.
All right.
Jen, thanks
so,
a lot.
Thank you. Again, that's called The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, and it's supposed to be really funny. So if you're doing the thou-its, then the it's, then the boop-boop, and you can't figure out what they're supposed to be really funny enough. So go support local theater.
Also listen to Chris and Jen and Chris on Tuesday nights here, and we're a little behind, 6 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Tonight. Okay, thanks, Jen.
Good show.
Okay, hey, we're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore.
Good morning.
Good morning there. Hey, how you doing?
Excellent.
First of all, congratulations on grabbing that shooter from the library.
Our guys were able to identify him, some of our patrol sergeants. In fact, Gary Meadows, our sergeant, was able to identify him from some photos in the sergeant's office. And using some of the Cal Photo information we had and sent it to our investigative sergeant, turned out to be the right guy, and got him into custody.
He didn't put up a fight or anything.
Nope.
So I got out of this that it was, first of all, it started inside the library. There was an altercation.
Yeah, it was inside and outside the library.
Right.
They were both throwing around terms that would irritate another gang member, right, to opposing gangs. Yeah. And it just escalated to the point where one grabbed a gun and shot him in the neck.
Was he carrying when you walked in, or do we know?
We don't know that.
You know, is this bothersome?
Well,
it's bothersome for people to get shot, right?
Sure.
Gang members want to shoot each other. I don't have a big problem with that too much. I don't know why. But in our library, the guy could have been armed in our library, and it started in there.
Right. And you know, that's hard to anticipate. But I would say that we've made strides toward fixing some of the security issues there at the library, but I think that may be worth revisiting again.
Maybe a fence?
Maybe a fence. Maybe some tighter security on who goes in, who goes out, who signs up. Do you have to have a card? Don't you have to have a card? I mean, is it a right or a privilege? Right? So if you treat it as a right to be there or a privilege to be there, I think that we can tighten up a little bit more of the security instead of it just being a right for people to go in.
I think it is a privilege. I think it's a privilege.
I absolutely do.
And I agree 1,000% with you on that. It is a privilege to go to our library. Taxpayers are providing that. Our children are in there. We've already know about the problems that already exist in the library. We must use 1,000 gallons of disinfectant. And the things that happen that, the idea of sending your kids into the library anymore without mm-hmm. being there with them, I'm not too sure that's still going on.
Right, and it's a beautiful facility.
It's a wonderful facility that offers just outstanding events for people, for the kids and everything. But when this happens, for me, I look at, there's fences around elementary schools. That fence around South City Park, as you described it last year, South City Park was a prison yard.
Yep.
What's the difference between South City Park and then what's going out in front of our library right now?
Well, I think they do have security there, so they are acting as our eyes and ears. If they do see something or end up in a confrontation, they'll call us.
Okay.
We have officers that swing through there when they can.
Mm-hmm.
So the staff there is wonderful. But I do think that maybe that this incident, we can relook at some of the safety measures and have a discussion.
I think so, too. It was gang related. Do we have active gangs? I mean, we don't hear too much about those, Roger.
You're right. And that's because every time we hear about them, that we have a no tolerance stance on gangs and we will drop what we're doing and head out to address the issue. Gang members know that. There are still gangs here. Gangs come up from the Bay Area, try to get a foothold. We catch wind of it and send folks out to greet them. And we make it known that they're not welcome here. And we just want productive citizens in our community. And gang violence is something that we're not going to tolerate.
Well, and we haven't. It doesn't seem like we've had a lot of gang violence.
That's correct.
But that's correct.
Because,
or is it just that it's kind of like we just don't, it's kind of there, but.
Yeah, it skims below the surface a little bit. That way, like I said, we throw all of our resources at it, especially if there is mm-hmm. any type of gang-related crimes.
And these somebody wanted to know what the gangs were. I don't know if that's important. But.
Yeah, and so the gangs, we don't give them any notoriety.
Okay.
Often gang members will create an issue or do a robbery to further their gang or their identity or their name, and we're not going to give them any notoriety.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that that we got them so quick.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. Terry, hang on. This portion of the show brought to us by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. You know, if you have a question, I'm running into everybody I run to, like people who are doing reconstruction of their homes, people that are doing the construction in their homes, are all saying is that there's insurance problems. I guess I could ask Roger because you're rebuilding yours right now.
Yes.
But the problem with the insurance is not that they didn't have it. It's just because the cost of everything has risen so dramatically.
That's true.
And if you've got questions about that, give Judy Maxwell a call. You don't have to be a customer of hers, but she's just there to help you at 221-0441. It's 8:14 in the morning. It's about 78 degrees, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Bad boys, what you want? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Relax, restore, and rejuvenate at Wind River Spa inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Indulge in some body pampering with our summer spa specials featuring oxygenated facial, summer glow body scrub, CBD warming massage, spa pedicure, and 15% off all waxing. Retreat from the demands of daily life. Book your summer spa specials now featuring farmhouse fresh products. Gift certificates available for purchase. Summer spa specials at Wind River Spa.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Life is about what you put into it. It's also about what you leave out. That's why we serve ham with no antibiotics, ever. Wholesome by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Go big or go home. What kind of choice is that? Go big and stay home with Jersey Mike's, delivered by Uber Eats. Having It All by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
No matter the way the blue lights are shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Here with Carl and Linda Bott on our Free Fire Radio morning show. We're here with Chief Roger Moore. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we've had a caller on the line waiting. Terry, do you have a question for our chief or a comment to make?
I have two questions, but anyway, I think we should change the lyrics on Bad Boys to bring that up to date. It should be bad boys, we will arrest you, then turn you loose in an hour or two. And
okay,
it's not
Jerry,
the police's fault.
Okay,
it's
Jerry,
just the laws we have in California.
Thanks for your comments, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. No, okay,
well,
what do you have?
I have a question.
Yeah, what do you have, buddy?
Yes, sir.
First of all, Chief, what's your last day? When do you retire?
October 4th.
Okay, so we're in the active process of looking for a police chief now, yes?
Yes, sir, we are.
Okay, the other thing I want to bring up is that it seems as if every time we run into a problem with these, well, like you have said before, and by the way, thank you for your service, and what you've said before, that we have 300, 350 bad guys, gals, we need to get off the streets. And our solution has been putting a fence up by keeping the public, the law-abiding citizens, out of places. Now we want to have restrictions in going into the library because of two good citizens, and it seems to me like this is all working toward more of putting the good citizens of Redding and the good citizens of California in a position to where they don't even have their constitutional right to move around freely with everything that we're planning here. How do fences and all these things fix a problem like that?
Good point, Terry. Actually, I think a lot of those things are simply a patch to the greater problem.
Agreed.
And, you know, I was talking yesterday, and I don't know if the community knows this, but in Shasta County, there's about 10,000 people on some sort of supervision in this community, which means, if you do the math, we are overwhelmed. And that's kind of what you're seeing. You know, we're trying to keep everything at bay. We're putting patches on problems. We fenced off South City Park that moved the problem to other places. And so, you know, what we need is definitely more resources and a place to put these folks and to be held accountable.
Well, the thing is that, you know, we can have all the resources we want, but if they're not held accountable, it doesn't matter. That's the issue.
That's correct. You're absolutely right.
And the other thing is, too, it's just, you know, you stop and think about it. I know we've talked about a lot of fun things this morning, but when you stop and think about it, we have a crime problem to where we just had somebody shot 300 yards from the police station. I mean, I've driven by there and see people drinking in front of the police station, urinating in front of the police station. Yeah. It just, does anybody, I think that by trying to escape reality, we don't solve real problems. And I think that we have to, as a community, and frankly, as anybody who's in the media or works with the media or even wants to be, should be, the citizens that call in, we need to be talking about these problems and not about the other type of stuff that we're focusing on. I mean, really and truly,
yeah.
We went to Jack's Grill the other night. It was great. We love Jack's. First time we went there was 1976. We love it there. But we're worried about our car being parked across the street.
Right.
You go to the Cascade,
right.
You're worried about your car getting broken into.
We
need to be real about this problem. And, Chief, again, thank you for your service. I know your hands are tied, sir. I know the officer's hands are tied. But maybe we need to loosen them up, and maybe that's just going to take thinking outside the box and maybe just doing some things in the gray area.
I do appreciate that.
Thanks, Terry.
Yeah, and, you know, Terry hit a couple of things right on the nose, too. And a lot of these problems that we are seeing here and that handcuff our officers is all the laws that come out of our Capitol. For instance, Prop 47 and Prop 57. Those were voted on and approved by California voters, not Northern California, but the voting population.
The voting population.
And that hurts us.
The same
right?
ones that voted for the bullet train twice.
Yep. Those are our drug crimes that know if I catch you with a handful of heroin, you get a ticket. Theft charges. It went the threshold between a misdemeanor and a felony shot up to almost $1,000. And those are really hurting us. Not to mention all the folks that are out of prison that should be in prison. They got out early, so that we're dealing with a lot of those.
We're still dealing too with the, and this keeps. It's just, I mean, this one constant of all things is we've only got 302 spots in the jail, or well, I don't know how much it is now because they added some more, but and it's always full.
Yep, and we got the 102 beds recently, and we filled those up as well. And
right.
jail bed space is very important, especially for those pre-sentenced folks. And so we are in conversation about that. I know that with this TRF we're talking about in conjunction with the Navigation Center, if we can come together on that, that will give us some more beds as well for these low misdemeanor crimes that we're dealing with, these in-your-face crimes. For instance, what Terry talked about, you know, people doing the theft, across, you know, worried about your car across the street. You know, we're going to start addressing those type of folks, the repeat offenders.
Well, do we need a large misdemeanor, I guess you could almost say a low security, not a high security prison for low security with like for 400 people to add to what we have already? And then would that take care of most of the problems here? That you can then hold them until they go to trial?
Yeah, I think it would. I think it would absolutely do. It would give folks a consequence for doing bad behavior, right? And so that's what we need. And we don't want to be dealing with people over and over and over, and it just you know, victimizes so many people out there with lack of consequences. So we need to get back to holding people accountable, and that would actually be a great step in the direction.
So, you know, that was one of the things I see the county has talking about, putting a 1 cent sales tax countywide. They just brought that up. We had one of our people come on the show and say a 1 cent sales tax specifically for the jail itself, taking care of the jail for a 500-person jail to be added on to what we have already. And then all the tax money go to putting, taking care of those jails, which would then free up $10, $12 million a year at least to the county back into getting DAs and public defenders. And then also would probably clear up probably free up some, probably several million dollars out of Reading, too, if they didn't have to put in for that.
Yep. And if we can go look at it from the standpoint that our officers aren't out dealing with the same people over and over, it would free up some of our time, too. And so anything we can do on the law enforcement front, I certainly would support.
So if you arrest somebody for theft, he's broken into a car, you guys catch him. You catch him with the stuff. Right now, what usually happens? No violence.
You know, we more than likely we can book them into the jail if it's a felony. It's a property crime, so they will probably be immediately released unless we can get a parole or a probation violation on them. Then they would stay for a while. Or we give them a citation, which is technically an arrest, and they're to appear in court later, and we'll give them a court date. Usually they don't go to court, so they get a failure to appear warrant, and it starts this cycle.
And this is where we are the third, we arrest the third largest, we have the third most arrest in California because we take it seriously. We go after the failures to appear. But if we had a 500-person jail, even if it's low security for all these like this, and you arrest somebody for that, can you then hold them? Would the judge hold them?
You know, that would be in cooperation with the court systems, but I think that we can. And like our chronic offender accountability program that we're doing, we arrest somebody and they've made the list. Let's say they've been contacted by our officers 100 times in the last year, consuming our resources. That person's going to stay till they see a judge. And so, yes, if we are talking about bolstering up those types of programs.
Well, if we had the extra beds, we could make that 5 times instead of 100 times.
Absolutely.
You know? Or, you know, that we've seen this guy 5 times. You know, it's time to hold him here until we can get him into court.
Yep. And we decide on a threshold and, you know, say, you made the list and you're going to stay. Yeah.
I agree with Terry. You know what? Putting fences around places, nobody wants to do that. On the other hand, a small group of people running an area for a large group of people, our taxpayers can't use it now already.
Right.
You know, you can't go out and enjoy it because you've got to watch you know, people shooting up, having sex, all the things that happen there, the cursing and all this. So you can't use it anyway, Terry. I mean, I agree with you. And so when you say restricted, they're already restricted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, if there's a fence around it, what it means is that you can use it. People can use it. All they have to do is just call. So you get in there, and as far as restricting the library, making it a privilege, I would say that 99% of the people won't even see a difference in going to the library. But we have to protect places like that and our kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we put fences around schools, as one of our listeners wrote in. Mm-hmm. So there's a reason for that.
And the fact of the matter is when I have 7 officers and a supervisor on during a day shift of, you know, roughly 130,000 people as they come into our city and work every day with just a lot of calls for service. So we have 100,000 calls for service here, almost 10,000 arrests. So we are busy. So we don't have time to devote a specific officer to that area,
of course,
unfortunately.
Not. Right.
And so we're out handling stuff, you know, and resources are a big deal. And Also coupled with the fact that if we did have more jail space concentrating on the repeat offenders, that would free them up. So,
and then, you know, repeat offenders, once you get them off the street, then things start slowing down. Then you have a chance, in my opinion, you can do some proactive type policing.
Absolutely.
Which is what you're
That's
trying
the goal.
To do.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. We're talking about the library is a privilege, not a right. That perhaps, and as Terry said, Terry's absolutely right. These are patches. These are patches until the main problem's handled. But you've got to, you can't just ignore the problems that are going on. You've got to try and do something.
Absolutely.
Until they're finally settled. So, I'm just saying as the fence worked at South City Park. Mm-hmm. And if it worked there, it could work around the library. If we come to that time that we need to do that. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark has got the right person for your family. They've been trained. They have. You don't have to worry about anything. They've already gone through all types of background checks and DMV and all this. And she makes sure that it's the right person that joins your family. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. We'll be right back with Chief Roger Moore.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Watching our backs, facing our fears, Lord knows it ain't no easy task.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's going to be 99 today. It's currently almost 90 degrees already with our lows of 62. Just want to remind you that tomorrow night we are going to be there with commemorating the 75th anniversary of D-Day at the Barron's Eaton House, the museum there, on what's the name of that street right by the jail? Chief, what's the jail street on besides Placer? Placer and?
Oh, let's see, West.
West. Thank you.
West.
Okay, so we'll be on West Avenue. Tomorrow night between 7 and 8, there's going to be an honor guard to present the new American flag. Of course, we're going to lead the pledge. We're going to be singing, the national anthem and some other patriotic songs. And Archie Pugh will be there to discuss the importance of the celebration and ice cream sundaes for all. That's tomorrow night. I want to read something quickly before we go back into the chief. This is just because I think it's so important that we remember that so many people, your dad landed on the beach in Normandy in D-Day. And so did you. Both your parents served. And, we're going through a time where, people forget. And I love this came from a friend of mine that is a musician from Nashville that moved to Texas. Tomorrow night at 6 p.m., I'll pick up my guitar and play for friends and strangers at Hondo's on Main. I can do this because my parents and millions of other men and women of their generation decided they didn't want their descendants to goose-step, hate those different from themselves, and make their world their slave market. Making music is a small thing, but having the freedom to do it is greater than all of us. Appreciating that freedom holds us together and makes the sacrifice and the of the beaches in Normandy 75 years ago as valid today as they were then. Amen.
Cam King. Okay. Well, it's true. God bless those who are willing to put their lives on the line out there to denigrate their service for whatever reason is criminal. And speaking of service that are out there in the blue line, we have Chief Roger Moore with us today. And you've got a couple of things coming up here.
Yeah, we have a couple of events coming up. One is this Friday from 7 to 2 at 2680 Larkspur Lane. It's the Vitalant Blood Drive, and it's the Battle of the Badges between us and the fire department. So come on down, give blood. Pick a side, either support fire or support police. You'll get a T-shirt, and it's very much needed.
Do you have a chance? Y'all have a chance this year?
I think so.
Do you?
I don't know. Those firemen are really like, though. Everyone loves firemen, right?
Yeah, everybody loves firemen. I'm no policeman. The policeman went over to the fire. He goes, gee, life's different over here.
And also, at 11 o'clock today, we are going to have a memorial bench dedication for Chief Jerry Gray and Fire Inspector Jeremy Stoke, who both lost their lives in 2018, at 11 o'clock at the end of Harlan, right there on the River Trail.
Right.
And so if you can go down there, we'll say have a few dignitaries speaking, and it'll be nice memorial benches for them because obviously we lost them in the car fire, and it'll be a nice tribute.
And that that location is right next to Kelly and Norm's former home.
Yep. And,
right
my, and my father's.
And your father's. That's right there.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then you've got something else?
Yeah, one other thing we're going to be doing, and I want the community to know, is we are in the process of testing our Code Red system. It's that emergency alert notification through your cell phones. You can sign up through ShastCom. You can go onto our website and sign up. And it's based on your residence. Let's say you enter your phone number, you enter your residence. You can be anywhere in the state, and if something happens near your home, you get notified. During the car fire, we had several cell towers go down, and that basically made it inoperable. And so I want folks to have confidence in this system again. We're going to be testing it first through our neighborhood watch groups to make sure everybody's on board. Then we're going to go out and test it through citywide doing some testing. So it's a great way to get information
out. And it'll come
in
and say this is a test.
It's a test. But I can tell you that technology doesn't replace observation. And if you go outside and see a big plume of smoke heading your way, leave the area. Right? And so don't rely on communications when I'm talking about electronic communications, but it will help.
Okay. The people did talk about it, but the way you get it is you have to register through Shastcom.
Shastcom. Our website.
And you can put four or five phone numbers in there.
That's
your
correct.
Home phone number and both, you know, all your cell phones in
correct.
There.
Does it automatically go live? Like say, you know, you've got your phone. What if your phone's turned off, your cell phone's turned off and you're in a restaurant? Does it just supersede that?
No. Then if your phone's off, it's off. You
okay.
won't get that contact.
Okay.
But it will alert you to an emergency. And it's a very, very good system that we've had here for a while. And it's...
But it needs the cell towers up to work.
It needs
right.
the cell. It's dependent
right.
on cell towers. And yeah. anytime
right.
you depend on technology, it's kind of dicey.
Right. Thing. Like right. the tornado warning. I mean, we were at the game, the Colt 45s game that night. Somebody right. said, oh, my God, I got severe warning. Somebody else didn't get it on their
mine
phone.
Mine said severe weather warnings.
But then the tornado warning, so we weren't really sure. But we were not touched at all, except for, like, fabulous clouds above us. But it never opened up. But a mile away, people were getting
yeah.
golf ball
yep.
you know, dents in their
I
car.
yeah.
And I got the alert on my phone.
Did you? Okay. All right.
Hey, Chief, we were talking earlier about the casino.
Yeah.
And there's concerns about the casino.
Well, Nick called in and he talked about, you know, he made comments that were, yeah, they have smoking and, yeah, they drink. And I don't know about the drugs. That's not –
I imagine there's drugs there,
I'm sure.
And I imagine there's fights out in the parking lot, and I'm pretty confident that stolen cars end up there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
but what's your take on this, Chief?
You know, anytime you have a large venue like that with alcohol or gambling, you're going to have some issues. I can tell you that working with Wind River Security, they're very cooperative. We have a good relationship, and they have a good relationship with the Sheriff's Department as well. They do a lot of good things in our community. They support a lot of things. In fact, they just supported our community prosecutor last year to combat some of these misdemeanors that we were dealing with on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So they're reinvesting back into the community. So we have a good relationship with them. Are there going to be crimes down there? Yeah. But anytime you have a large venue like that, that's just, you know, par for the course.
Okay. So that's something that if if you have like a big event over at the Civic,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, okay, let's just say the rodeo. Yeah. Are there problems over at the rodeo, too?
You know, we don't have a lot of problems. Most of the problems we have are somebody getting too drunk and acting a fool.
Yeah.
And we'll take them to jail or find a safe ride home for them. But we have a lot of presence down there. Cowboys do a great job of controlling things. And, you know, we're in there. We're on bikes. Highway patrol's down there. We have our cadets and explorers.
You're right. There's
down
a
there.
lot of law
There's
enforcement.
There's a lot of law enforcement
but
down
it's,
there.
It's and, funny that I have never seen a fight. And, you know, and it's not like I hang out at Wind River. I don't. But, we'll go several times, you know, if Linda's entertaining. Or we'll just go down there just, you know, with friends of ours. I've never seen a fight. But I did see a fight at the rodeo.
Yeah.
It didn't last long. It didn't last long because their friends were jumping in. But here, I mean, all you could see was blue converging from all this. But that's the only time I've seen a fight at a public venue. And, you know, so.
And, you know, the word's out, too, that Wind River has an excellent security program and cameras and high definition, and they're good down there. So it's quails a lot of disturbances.
And you notice I've noticed a change in their security lately.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, their people look very, very capable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before sometimes you were wondering if that person could get from here to there in the next 12 minutes. But the guys I've been seeing lately are pretty good size.
Absolutely.
And same thing down at the Cascade. Yeah. I'm seeing guys down at the Cascade now that are a different venue.
Right.
I mean, these guys can handle themselves too.
And the reality is, they don't want criminals there.
No.
Right? Because that pushes away the good folks. So
mm-hmm.
they are very active in that, and we appreciate that.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. You know, it's the, you know, the fact is that right now Redding's on the cusp of really expanding out with Costco, right, the new county courthouse, with the building downtown. What impact will it have doing away with that parking structure?
You know,
as far as crime fighting,
I would say it needs to be revitalized. There's a plan, and mm-hmm. it's going to be wonderful. I would say parking will be limited, and we do need a presence down there. And I think that's vital for a downtown, especially as it grows. That's why I wish I had more resources to dedicate down there as a downtown patrol unit.
Right.
But I think it's going to be good. It's going to be good for the city. There's a lot of up-and-comers right now that want to see this city become just vibrant and rebuild.
Oh, yeah.
And there's,
I mean,
such a good synergy behind it.
There is.
I'm excited about it. And
so are we. And this is, yeah, you know, I don't, you know, people don't agree on certain things, but I think we all agree that we need to keep building. We need to keep
absolutely
moving forward, because if we don't, our kids aren't going to have a place. I mean, you're,
right,
Roger Moore is going to stay here. You're not planning on leaving.
Right.
But others have,
mm-hmm,
and for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
But we want our kids to be able to come back here.
Yeah.
So,
and we want a safe environment.
Right.
We want to feel safe,
okay,
wherever we go.
All right. Hey, we're here with Redding Police Chief Roger Moore. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Go on down there and get a haircut from Logan or Tim. It's better known, and it gives discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:45 in the morning, and it is about 79 degrees, going up to 99, or I guess you could even say 100 today.
Summer's,
we'll be right
here,
back. Summer's here.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio, the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning. Hey, if you're having a problem with 1460 AM because we're working on the transmitter and it goes intermittent on us every so often, and then but make sure that you have 96.5 on your other dial, so you can come in and listen to us without missing a lick, you might say. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. As Linda said when we were first married, Carl, you can never have too many guns. And as I smiled, and she then finished it with, or too many diamonds.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Four Winds Jewelry will help you out with the diamond side of it. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Chief Roger Moore. Roger, we're already missing you, and you're not gone yet. But we've got some really good candidates.
Yes, absolutely.
Including local guys.
Yep, they've gone out for a nationwide search, but we have several in the department that are interested and very, very capable. And so I'm very thankful for
that. How much of a say do you have in this?
You know, the ultimate say comes down to our city manager, Barry Tippin. But the advantage our local guys have is, you know, he knows them.
Right? He doesn't have to take a year
track record
to try and figure out what's going on. Yeah.
And they hit the ground running. So yeah. The testing is going to come up, you know, somewhere in the end of July, August-ish. But that decision will be made.
You have to take a test?
Yeah. In fact, they have a
citizen
oral board.
Oh, okay, that.
Which consists
okay.
of many, many citizens from the community asking you questions.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a professional oral board, which will consist of chiefs of police.
You bring in from other areas?
Yep. Okay. Asking questions. So
just like your corporals to sergeants board that I sat on that
very,
time.
Very, very
okay.
Similar.
All right. Except probably the questions are maybe a little more structured or higher level questions.
I would say yes.
Yeah. I think the first thing you have to ask people is how tech are you? How savvy are you in technology?
Absolutely.
It's got to be there because if we don't have the people, we have to have technology to help us.
That's
you
correct.
Know, I know people hate them. I'm not crazy about it either, but drones used wisely and mm-hmm. judiciously are a huge force multiplier.
Absolutely, and we've deployed them on numerous situations.
And people don't like the idea of cameras everywhere, neither do I, but you'd be surprised how many cameras there are in this town that aren't even – they're not city cameras.
Right.
They're private security cameras for people's businesses, though, that you all have. But you all have access to those.
Yeah, and a lot of that just keeps us safe, right, in the event something happens. So we're going to get some high-definition pole cameras soon.
Oh.
So we're going to be putting them up at special events. In the event something very bad happens, we can at least review that data and figure out who the suspect
is. Will the cameras go to a regular, like, an operations center so somebody's watching mm-hmm. the cameras as things are going on?
Yep. They'll go right to your iPad or cell phone and wherever you want it to go. And we're going to put them up strategically throughout the city. We're also getting license plate readers thanks to a grant from the McConnell Foundation. License plate readers will, as you know, we have had a problem with stolen vehicles in our city. We went from 800 in 2017 down to about 550 in 2018. So we're making strides.
People still leaving their keys in their cars.
It's crazy. So that's a good thing. We can enter a plate in. And if we have a suspect in something, we can enter a plate. And as that vehicle crosses that license plate reader, we get alerted.
Why are people upset about that? because they think it's infringing?
No, actually, no one's upset. They support it, and people want to feel safe.
That's right.
Safe
so as you're driving down the road, a police officer, and it's coming the opposite direction, you've got a sensor or you've got a camera there that just reads it.
Yeah, it's
it says stolen.
Yeah, and
or something like
we
that.
We are gonna these are gonna be on trailers, and we're just going to put them around in specific arteries of the city.
Okay,
arteries. I like arteries.
They're very mobile, which is good.
Would you replace the red light cameras with these?
No, that would just be there to enhance it.
Linda, you're gonna have to work on the Jeep here.
Did you hear that?
I know. I did. Sorry.
It was a gasp.
Gasp. It wouldn't be so bad if you didn't have to pay $580.
No doubt.
You know, for this, but
they're expensive.
You know, anybody that asked, I can tell them exactly. And they tell me, no, they just took it. I said, no, they don't. You've got to be going. I didn't realize until I went to court with Linda. You've got to be doing a certain speed when you make that turn.
Right.
If you're going like 5 miles an hour, you don't even, you know, you might touch the brakes and you go really slow around the corner. Camera's not going to even notice you. But if you're like 10 miles an hour, it notices you.
Right.
So I've told them that from now on.
I do drive. I'm an aggressive driver, but I'm not a rude driver. Right. I just get where I'm going from place to place.
Sure.
And no, it's the truth.
Just be on the lookout for.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not rude. I'm courteous. I let people go in front of me. I don't want to have, I don't want to be angry when I drive.
Right.
But I do get from location A to location B, and I may knock on wood that I've never had an accident, but I've had a few red light tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one I fought.
How'd it go?
They reduced it in half.
But I had,
that's how the process is supposed to
Yes.
Because and this is for everybody, if you're making that right turn, and there's no traffic coming and all that, the judge can reduce this.
Absolutely.
But if you go straight across, you're not going to get that one reduced.
And a lot of times our red light camera officers use discretion in those.
They do.
And a lot of times they'll say, well, there were pedestrians in the area.
That's what I thought.
It could have created an issue or a vehicle had to slam on its brakes or swerve.
Right.
Sometimes if there's nobody there and it's 2 in the morning, it doesn't create a hazard. Well, they have that discretion.
Yeah.
Well, I thought somebody threw something out of the car. And so in the peripheral, you know, there's a lot of things going on to the right of you, to the left of you, and you're coming to an intersection, and I really, there was a crosswalk there, and there was somebody to the right, and I just thought, you know, because somebody before, that was my brain taking a picture of what had happened maybe the day before, because somebody did drop a thong or a Zori or whatever you want to call them, out of the window, out of their door, and opened their door at the intersection and pulled it out. So my mind was going through many snapshots.
And Carl said you were on the cell phone at the time?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, I've got
hands-free in
my car. One ticket in 50-something years. One of your young officers, and he was polite, thanked me for my service.
Yeah.
You know, and then he handed me the ticket.
Now he's got a watch phone.
Yeah, so I've got four different hands-free.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Chief, what's it look like for getting us some more people?
You know, I'm glad you asked that. We just got 4 community service officers in our city. We've already hired 2. 2 are coming here now that the budget has been approved. As of last night, we went from a $30 million 10-year deficit down to 0. So our city manager is doing a great job.
Wow.
And by and large, thanks to a lot of our bargaining and the negotiation units, our employees, they're paying more
for
their benefits.
People need to realize this. Yes. The unions have also stepped up.
Absolutely.
And they live in our town, too.
Yes.
And but that $30 million is just that's not our unfunded liabilities debt. That's
part of that 10-year projection.
Right.
And he put a significant dent in that.
Okay.
As long as with our other department directors.
Well, it's time to have Barry and let's talk about that, because if we reduced it like that, that's spectacular.
What does that mean then?
Maybe we can start looking at the. Maybe picking up a couple more policemen?
I think so. In fact, that trend is going that way. And so we're always trying to be creative, looking for funding sources. And I know that is that's what's on our council's mind is public safety as well as our city manager.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's unfortunate that you get these things like and you know what? And I guess I'm being hypocritical. If somebody gets shot down in the woods, I don't care about it that much as I do at the library.
Right.
And I think that I think something should be done there. I believe, you know, I realize what Terry said, but I also I thoroughly believe that it's not a right.
Right.
It's a privilege. Many things we do, we take as rights or not really rights.
Correct.
So, anyway, thank you so much for being here. And
thanks
for
having me.
I hope everything's going well for you. And I'm so, you know what, people need to know that you're planning on staying here.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, you're rebuilding your home, you're rebuilding your parents' home. Are they rebuilding their home too?
They are. They're in the process. It's kind of a slow go a little bit right now. Uh-huh. They're struggling, I think, with what a lot of people are finding, that if they waited for a little while and didn't get right into it like I did, now the resources are very thin.
Very
and costs are going up dramatically.
You mentioned they had a 30% just tack on.
Yeah.
On a concrete bid.
Yeah.
30%.
So
that's not an insignificant addition.
That's correct.
Okay, tomorrow Dan Beans, who heads up the REU, is going to join us tomorrow. I just love having Dan on.
Absolutely.
He's a straight shooter.
Yes,
and
he is.
He also, you know, people don't. Everybody's electricity keeps going up. No, it doesn't. In fact, it's gone down.
And he has an outstanding fire fuel mitigation plan, so that'll be exciting to talk about.
That's right. There's $19 million going into that. Hey, thanks a lot, Roger Moore.
Thanks for having me.
Please let everybody know out there how much we all care for them being safe.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for your support.
Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Back
down. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Region.